During one of the busiest travel periods of the year, ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is in good health and operating normally, the device transmitting that message back to Earth Thursday night following the probe's closest approach to the sun ever on December 24th. The craft expected to send back detailed data on its status New Year's Day. As many people prepare to pop champagne corks on New Year's Eve, there's word that sparkling wine's classic taste might be changing with climate change as a factor. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z explains.
The Champagne region, where these bottles are made, is in the northern part of France. Since it's near the ocean, they have mild temperatures and steady rain, perfect conditions for making crisp grapes for champagne. But as temperatures rise and weather becomes more volatile, France's champagne houses are facing unprecedented challenges. And that shift in acidity and sugar can make champagne taste sweeter than it did in decades past.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is soaring past $1 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports the Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's a division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jair Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be drizzly, foggy, cloudy here all day with rain likely by later this afternoon. Our high today, 44. Rain tonight, between a quarter and a half inch of rain possible with a low of 36. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning, some gradual clearing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
That's right. And recently, in fact, just a couple of days ago, Rocker sat down with Sage to kind of get an overview of Civic Media.
Yeah. Let's listen to what they talked about.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rocker, and today we are here with CEO and founder of Civic Media, Sage Weil. He's in the studio, and we get to find a little bit more about what brought him from California to Wisconsin and high school computer coder to radiopreneur. Sage Weil, welcome to the John and Gordy Show on WMDX 92.7.
It's good to be here.
And thank you for coming on the show and giving us a sneak peek behind the scenes. Let's get right into it. Let's go back to the beginning of your journey, and it starts with code at an age when most kids are learning guitar or playing sports. Tell us about how you were introduced to computers and how you got your start writing code.
So I was in, I think, third or fourth grade, maybe the summer between the two, and a babysitter who was watching me for the day was... introduced me to AppleSoft Basic. I remember very distinctly he showed up. I think he was on the track team or something, and he ran over to our house, and he like really, really smelled. He had some serious BO issues. It was like drenched.
Oh my!
But then he you know, introduced me to writing simple basic programs, and my mind was like blown. And then that summer, or the next summer, there was I took like a summer camp thing where we learned Logo, and we did some programming there, and then I was pretty much just hooked.
Okay.
So it was for better really, or for worse, yeah.
So it was really the babysitter created all this.
The babysitter.
The
yes.
babysitter.
Yes.
In 1996, I built my first website for Max Inc., and there was no search engines. This was way before Google, and I joined my first web ring. It's a grouping of similar websites that was cross-linked with other groups. That was kind of the way you were able to find websites you didn't know about directly. Then I find out that you wrote the WebRing program in high school. And so how does a high schooler get inspired to write back-of-the-end internet-type stuff instead of, like, video games or bouncing balls?
Well, there was also a video game project that was happening around the time. So there was a video game called Sidonia. You went to whatever. There's a whole thing there, too. No, yeah, it was, I mean, those are the early internet days. It was like 1994, 1995, and the first ISP showed up in our little town in Southern Oregon. And so I started working for them, with air quotes there on working. I would just show up and hang out and like learn as much as I could and do whatever I could. They didn't actually pay me anything. But I stumbled across something called Europa, which is the expanding, ever-expanding ring of pages or something like that, which had this idea of just linking pages in a circle. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And so I created my own, and then somebody was like, you could write a CGI script to do this. And I was like, yes, I'm just learning CGI and I'm learning Perl, which is like the cool language at the time, whatever. So yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
But that consumed, the next several years of my life.
So I'm interested to know if music played a part in your creativity. What was in your headphones growing up?
Yes. What was I listening to at that time? There was It was all across the board. There was Depeche Mode. There's a lot of REM in our in Southern Oregon. There was The Cure. I was an angsty teenager, so there was a lot of Nine Inch Nails. Somebody turned me on to Tool, Portishead, a little bit of electronic music, listened to Aphex Twin. It's very hard. I mean, we're in a small town, so there are no record stores. There you can buy music online yet. So it was very hard to like find new music. I think it was sort of that alternative industrial type of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Until I got to college, where all of the people in my suite were DJs in the rave scene. And I like started learning to DJ. And it was, you know, it was like 1996 and we're in Los Angeles. So you can imagine what happened next.
Well, let's get to Sage. For your Bachelor's of Science, you attended Harvey Mudd College. It's a small college. It's a liberal arts college in Claremont, California, focusing on science and engineering. That's not a college that you can skip classes to go to concerts. How did this college experience shape your path?
I think for a lot of people, the college experience like completely shapes the rest of your life experience. Living on your own for the first time and meeting people and all the, yeah, I mean, college was amazing. I loved Harvey Mudd. Met a lot of great people there. The Webring thing was taking off at that point. Got involved with a group of people that started another company called DreamHost, which is a web hosting company that ended up being quite successful. It feels like at that point in time, you could like throw a rock and make money on the internet. It seemed this was like the height of the .com.
Well, DreamHost, my first website hosting service that I went to was DreamHost way back in the old days. So that's quite circular.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I ran into something on the internet. It was called the Sagewild Presidential Chair for Open Source Software. It was at the UC Santa Cruz. You had donated to support research in open source software. That seems pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So after I graduated from college, spent several years working for DreamHost and then decided to go to grad school. I went to UC Santa Cruz and got involved in the storage systems group, got my PhD. And that PhD was centered on an open source project called Ceph that was a scalable storage system.
That's CEPH.
CEPH, Ceph. Yes. Yep. Open source, for those not familiar, is this. It's similar to public domain. The idea basically is that the all of the source code for software is free, sort of in perpetuity. Everybody can use the software for free and they can get the source code so then they can modify it and adapt it for whatever they need. And it'll also be free, whatever changes they make. So there are very few scalable storage solutions in the space at the time. And so Ceph sort of filled this need at the right place, the right time for all the private cloud stuff that was happening in the early 2000s. So Ceph is successful. There was a startup around that when that sold to Red Hat, the Linux company, in 2014, made a bunch of money there. And because that whole project came out of the research group at Santa Cruz, I donated a bunch of money to the school.
Wow.
To set up a they set up a program called CROSS, that's the Center for Research in Open Source Systems. And it was sort of, the idea was to facilitate this pipeline between the research community and academia, where you have students with big ideas writing software or whatever, into sort of the startup entrepreneurial world, where it can actually go somewhere. Because sort of the common pattern is that you'd have a PhD student with a brilliant idea, they'd write a bunch of code, they'd have a prototype, they'd do their PhD, they'd graduate, and then they would get hired by the big proprietary software vendors in the space and their project wouldn't go anywhere. And then they'd spend the rest of their career working on proprietary closed source software instead of something that's open source. And so we wanted to sort of have this, this pipeline that bridges the gap between research and something that will benefit the larger world.
And you're a big believer.
I'm a big believer in open source software. Yes. Yes.
I know. I love it. Now at this point you could ignore the world and take up gardening, but you don't. What motivates you to start taking action and pursue your belief in democracy, community, and truth here in Wisconsin?
I think I have that. I don't know if it's that American thing where I have to be working and I don't feel like I'm driving any value or whatever unless I'm doing something productive. Mm-hmm. Like if I sit back and relax, I feel like I'm wasting my time somehow. So I'm just a driven workaholic type person, which is not a super healthy thing, but I think it's pretty common in the United States. So I think that's part of it. But I think the bigger thing is that when I sold WebRing way back in like 1998 or whatever it was, I became a quote unquote millionaire. But I was still a student in college, so it didn't really affect anything. Like, I still finished college. I still wanted to work. I still wanted to learn whatever. And then later when the Ceph startup Ink Tank sold to Red Hat, and I, you know, suddenly was worth like 10 times as much money, whole different level of wealth. But I realized that my lifestyle didn't change at all. Like, I still lived in the same house. I still don't like ostentatious things. I don't like that. Whatever. Rich people are obnoxious.
Right.
At which point you realize that the only, it's just a number in a bank account. And what really matters is what you're actually doing with your life and what impact you're having on other people. And like, what, how can you make the world a better place for yourself and your community and your children and so on. And so at this point I'm really just driven to do, whatever I can that can have a positive impact, which is, you know, a challenge.
Be the light.
And you know, whatever, maybe I'll probably lose a bunch of money in the process, and that's fine. Like, it's just a number. Hopefully I'll do some good.
Now, what happens when you come home and you say, honey, I'm buying more radio stations?
An eye roll and move on.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay. Last question here. How has the outcome of the election changed you, and what do you see moving forward?
I think the biggest takeaway for me from this election is that it's the media that people consume and their sort of holistic understanding of what is happening in the world, particularly for people who aren't sort of seeking out news information, but who are just trying to get through their lives and are sort of absorbing news and information through the sort of the atmospherics in the background. It's very important to reach them with quality information about what's happening, not just in the country, but in their local communities. There are some very interesting studies that show that there's a very high correlation between people's vote choice in the election and whether they're able to answer like very simple true or false questions about what's you know, whether inflation's up or down, or whether immigration is up or down, or whether crime rates are up or down, which isn't to say that people are stupid. It's just to say that people aren't seeking out that information, and we need to reach them with that quality information. I divide the world for these purposes into sort of the news seeking audience and the non news seeking audience, and I think both are very important. So far, civic media is primarily focused on the news seeking audience, people who want to find out what's happening in their community and want to have sort of quality discussions about the state of Wisconsin and politics, which is great. That's a very important audience to reach, but it's only part of the population. There's a much larger number of people who are just trying to get through their day.
How do you reach those people?
You give them quality music with a friendly local voice, and you throw in just some really basic news and information that's relevant to their community. I think the sort of the radio landscape is a little bit depressing these days. Through the corporate consolidation over the last couple of decades, you have music programming that's piped in from out of state that's, you know, highly optimized with exactly the right music choices and whatever, and these sort of generic, very friendly voices, but they're not talking about local issues. They're not talking about, they don't know your community, and they don't know what is important, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin. And so making quality music stations that have those local voices, I think is important. And, you know, while we're at it, we'll throw in some like basic news and information that isn't politically skewed, but it's just giving you the like the basics of what's happening in the world.
Wow. Sage, that was incredible. Thank you so much for taking the time for us to find out a little bit about you and your backstory and civic media and what your inspirations were to start this company.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com, and we'll be watching out for your text.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Conrad Krieger, producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's to the people that spend the holidays on the couch, watching football, not paying attention to any other conversation. Don't forget to have that special drink in your cup holder. Happy holidays, everyone.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time to say goodbye to so many of our great memories and move on and create new memories, sure. New friends, yeah. People that we'll love in the future.
What are you talking about? Well, 2024 was quite a year.
It was.
It's almost over.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2025.
We got a couple days left.
Yeah, a couple days.
Think of all the things that we can accomplish in the... Yeah. 4 days we got left.
Before Project 2025 kicks in.
Well, I think, you know, we did accomplish one thing. We stayed on for a year.
Yes. Yeah.
We kept our job for a year. That's a miracle.
I think that's
in radio.
First for us, yeah. I think. You know, and there.
It is a first for us.
I don't know that we were ever on the air longer than a year.
No, I don't think
anywhere.
We were. No.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey, John Peterson, over the years. Oh, I thought you were going to just keep this music playing, because I'm going to talk about New Year's Eve events here. There's a lot of things going on around Madison, unless you want to play something else.
There you go. Is this better?
Yeah. I remember as a kid listening to this. This was the only New Year's Eve song.
It is.
Like Guy Lombardo.
Can you just play the beginning again? Just the...
Sure. Do anything you want.
There we go.
Yeah. These horrible clarinets.
Play this on the Titanic.
That's right.
Near my God to thee.
Yeah. So you might be wondering, what the hell's going on New Year's Eve around Madison? There must be something to do, right?
I'm thinking there's got to be something.
I mean, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to go out?
Or
are you
going to stay in? Yeah. I'm not doing anything. What we do is we get a bottle of New Glarus beer, cherry beer, and we drink that at midnight and go to bed immediately, instantly.
Just one bottle?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. It's too much, you know.
Okay. Well, you could, if you did want to go out, here are a few suggestions.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Sam, maybe what do you we'll do for New Year's Eve? You got any plans?
Because I've got the sure list yet, right here. All three of us are supposed to have off on New Year's Day. I think the three of us should go on a bender the night before.
It's not slinging drunk. It's the perfect night for it. Well, you might want to start out at Boulevard Lanes in Madison. It's over there on the east side near the interstate, near East Town.
Oh, yeah.
Boulevard Lanes will have Sunset Strip playing. That's a band of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
They start at 8 o'clock. And while you're out there, you could, you might want to go to Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. That's a nice place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, they're starting earlier. Jerry Fitzpatrick will be playing some music or doing something. 5:30. Telling jokes.
some guy. Well, I hope he has some kind of act of some sort.
They don't describe any of this.
Well, maybe he's just waiting tables.
Okay. He starts at 5:30, whatever he's doing. And then, oh, God, I can't read it now. James Crockett starts at 9 o'clock at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Oh, if you want some comedy, you know, right below us here, Comedy on State. Mm-hmm. John Doerr will have a show at 5, 7:30, and 10. Boy, he's doing a triple deal
triple
there.
Triple bill there, wow.
Yeah, John Doerr, or Dory, 5, 7:30, and 10 p.m., Comedy on State, right below us here, 202 State Street. It's east?
That is our address, 202 State Street.
Yep. Okay. Crucible. Where is the Crucible? Not sure.
It's out on the east side.
They have a DJ, DJ Kusta MF. I don't know what that means. Psychotron. What a lineup. Senseless, and then Acid Dion. Jeez.
Wow.
Crucible would be an interesting place to ring in the new year.
8 o'clock. Where
you been there?
I've been there a couple times, yeah. I saw a couple shows, and I went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show there once with the Shadow Cast.
By the way, do you have the timer going
the
on
Shadow
this?
Cast?
I'm not sure what time it is.
Yeah, are you familiar?
No.
Okay. Well, you know the movie Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Oh,
so
sure.
So you get like a group of people to like act out the movie beneath the screen.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Crystal Corner Bar has Hometown Sweetheart starting at 9 o'clock. All these on New Year's Eve. Essen House will have the Gary Beal Band at 9 o'clock. Gibbs. Remember heard of Gibbs? Mm-mm. G-I-B apostrophe S. Charlie Painter will be playing there at 8 p.m. The Harmony Bar. Combo Noir at 9 o'clock. Let's see. What else is going on here?
Great to go all these bars.
Just
you know,
go bar hopping.
Just know...
It'll be
know
fine.
Them. We could say, oh, yeah, that bar, that's great.
Be sure
bar.
To have a designated driver, though. Yeah. Be careful out there. High Noon Saloon has the Kissers at 5 p.m., Granny Shot at 9:30 p.m. High Noon Saloon. We've been there.
We've been there a bunch of times.
Nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Like to go on the upstairs balcony part there. That's some stuff going on up there sometimes. It's kind of questionable. No. Don't you be careful.
All right.
Don't talk about what happened.
I won't say.
Okay. Patty Max in Verona has Top Shelf starting at 4 p.m. Man, they got a long night. Ivory Room has Jim Rip, Luke Havatstadter, and Alex K.O. and Leslie K.O.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. Majestic will have the Armchair Boogie Band, them Coolie Boys. And Joseph Huber at 8 p.m. The Malt House has Slip Pig at 8 p.m. Man, there are a lot of things going on New Year's Eve.
There is.
North Street Cabaret, great place. Reverend Raven and CSAB at 9 p.m. Red Rooster has the Bird Dog Band, Blues Band. Also Tate and 008. That starts at 6 p.m. Slowpoke, great place in Spring Green. I've been there a bunch of times. Has Violent Palms, Sugar Mama, and the Rent Check at 7:30 p.m. What a great name for a band.
Rent Check.
Sugar Mama and the Rent Check. The Sylvie has DJ Sarah and Tanner Savage. And just a minute to go here. Family walks. You could do a family walk on New Year's Day. The Leopold Nature Center in Monona. Meet at the Children's Shack. Let's see, UW Women's Basketball versus Minnesota at the Kohl Center, New Year's Day, 3:30. And my family New Year's Eve at the, is it Keva Sports Center?
Yeah, Kiva.
Kiva Sports Center in Middleton. They have a whole bunch of stuff if you're looking for a family New Year's Eve. Just check it out.
Big place.
Okay. John, I hope you have a great New Year's Eve, wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
Well, yeah, I know you're going to go to all of those places.
I'm going to stop every place and have a couple of shots. Just keep moving.
You're a serious party.
I am. Yes, okay. That's going to do it for right now, but I think we've got Rocker coming up. Right
Rocker show from a couple weeks ago.
Excellent.
I think he's taking off this weekend for New Year's or
good
for Christmas.
Deal.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Have a happy new year. Be careful out there. You know, get a designated driver, take a cab.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and your bottom line through no fault of your own. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience with stray voltage at her farm, Be Curt Dairy in Barneveld. We'll talk about it next.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brianna Handel realized there was a problem with stray voltage on her farm as soon as her cows started acting out of the ordinary this time last year. She tells us about the experience.
Basically, they told us this whole time that it was our fault. We were the problem. There was no way that the voltage would be affecting our cows. They continuously told me, like, until cows can talk, we have to believe in the science. And I'm like, the cows are telling us, you know, that they don't talk. But if you're watching them, you can see that they are being affected by this. They're dropping in milk. They're losing calves. They're not breeding back. You know, we're having all these things happening. But finally, we got isolated in March. And I wouldn't say the problem is 100% fixed. There's still lingering stray voltage.
She says since December of 2023, the farm has lost tens of thousands of dollars between lower milk production, cow sickness, aborted calves, and consultation costs. And she wants to see updated research on stray voltage's impact on cows. You can find the full conversation by searching stray voltage at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
This week in Wisconsin agriculture, a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County has identified a case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1. This is the third poultry case this month. So far, no dairy cattle have been affected in Wisconsin. In other news, Wisconsin has a new representative on the American Soybean Association's executive committee. Tanner Johnson of Barron County was elected to serve. Passing a farm bill is one of the top priorities for them in the new year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be drizzly, foggy, cloudy here all day with rain likely by later this afternoon. Our high today, 44. Rain tonight, between a quarter and a half inch of rain possible with a low of 36. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning, some gradual clearing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, it's Friday on the John and Gordy Show, except Rocker is here, but he's actually going to be talking about the Max Inc. preview like he always does. That show has already happened.
Right. It has happened already.
But still,
it's a rerun.
He's going to play a whole bunch of good music, though.
Right.
Like he always does.
Well,
every Friday.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out.
So turn it up.
Yeah.
Let's rock out with the Rocker, man.
I want to rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Haven't cut out Billy Joel. I don't understand. You know, do we lose the razor blade and the tape to cut that baby out?
We'll work on that over the holidays. 7:35. It's clear and sunny this morning. It's really cold, though, and it's going to stay cold through the day. Temperatures at around 2 degrees currently. We'll get up to about 17. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East or West Side or online at verlo.com. Rocker is in the studio. Rocker, how you doing?
What's happening, guys?
Hey, you are happy.
You it's are the
Friday
happening thing.
Again.
Yes, it is. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, man.
Wow. It is cold as a witch's.
Yeah.
Bleep, bleep.
Yeah, that.
Wow. It was an interesting drive in, right?
Oh, it
car
is.
Took a long time to warm up. We're just not used to this, though. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, I mean, normally this isn't actually that bad. 6 degrees, 3 degrees.
Exactly.
Could be a lot colder, right?
Could be windy, right?
But, you know, we've been trained to think warm weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we don't have a thick skin. Here we are.
Well, it's going to be a good, it's going to be a better winter for us because we have an old Highlander and it would always run out of power. The battery would always wear down because there was, you know, a little trickle on the battery for some reason. It uses some electricity from that battery overnight and with the cold weather, and we didn't use the car that much. So we'd always have a dead battery. We'd be changing it out, going to Batteries Plus every other month. And now I have a trickle charger. And I am so happy with that.
You like
that.
Those? Yeah. Those work well, don't they?
Yeah, that's neat.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, you could always turn your lights on just before you start your car in the morning. Warms up the battery a little bit, gets it going.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah, just for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, turn your lights on for just a few seconds because that kicks in your battery before you go and hit the big key chain.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Well, it's counterintuitive. You've got the battery, which is really cold and doesn't have that much power. You turn the lights on, it loses power, and then you try to start
the
car.
Gets the electric
going. It kind of gets it, up and going.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that.
It's like a little
car
nudge.
Tip.
It's like a little nudge in the morning.
Yeah.
Get up.
Well, let's talk Max Inc. Radio, guys.
Yes, all right, please.
This weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we do interviews and spin music from local artists here in Wisconsin, tell you about their shows and live in the Lair. We have a 1 hour broadcast with interview and a live performance with an artist. This weekend, we have Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen owner CJ Hall. He's going to be coming in to tell us about their 6th anniversary party they're having out in Sun Prairie. Mm-hmm. Gabe Berdulis, we were telling you, he's coming to town with his friends. He's going to be playing a show here in Madison. We'll tell you about it. We're going to be talking to him on the phone. He's still down in Nashville right now. Mm-hmm. And then live in the Lair, the Trembling Giant. Folky punk rockers from Blanchardville. We're going to find out what's going on with them.
Folky punk rockers.
Yep. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about them in 1 second.
Okay. All right.
But before we get to a preview of tomorrow night's Live in the Lair, let's hear what happened last week. So last week was Live in the Lair with Lou Shields. Lou Shields is a country, blues, and American roots artist. He plays a 1931 National Resonator guitar. Porch percussion. And you know, when he was in here, he was telling us about this guitar that he bought in 2 pieces, reconditioned it, and there were only 400 made.
Wow.
And so he's got one of like a handful that are left right now.
Put the 2 pieces together and now he's got
He was telling us, you got to listen to the podcast, but he was telling us this story about a musician before him that he got it from, who actually traded two broken fiddles for the broken resonator guitar.
Okay. Seems like a fair trade.
There are some good stories. Lou is a great storyteller. He had some great stories to tell. So, you know, you can listen to that whole podcast of the performance and the interviews. You can go to civicmedia.us and find the Max Inc. radio show and pop down, find out.
He talked about not infringing on your area, drumming. with his little rhythm machine.
Well, you know, and his
foot, rather, is the machine.
Well, it's like a little platform right? So he actually stands on it. So it's not, you know, a lot of people think of the suitcase with a bass drum pedal or something.
Yeah. Right.
No, what he did was he took barn boards. So it looks like he's standing on a barn floor, right?
Yeah.
And then there's just a little thing that he taps with his foot. So he's just tapping his foot on the floor.
I see.
But there's a sensor like underneath it. But it's the floor of like a barn. So he still kind of feels like it's like, you know.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Hey, whatever works, right?
He was a really fun guy. Let's listen to a little cut from last week, and you can find more about Lou Shields at loushieldsart.com. This song is called Rustic Road. It's from his new album, Old Riverside, but this was performed live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We're running on a winding road today. Well, and now I see rolling every river stream looks overhead. Well, and now today, well, yes, we're heading on home. Rolling on down, down, down. Yes, we're heading on home. Heading on down on a winding road. Feeling fine, I say. Running on down at a rustic road, heading on home today. Running on down a winding road, feeling fine today.
That sounds great.
That guitar, it was amazing. And he had a banjo, too.
Yeah.
Those resonator guitars, they're really rare, like you were talking about.
They're metal.
Yeah, they're kind of like almost like a dobro, but they still have more of a guitar sound.
Yeah, and it was very loud on its own. And then he had, you know, pickups retrofitted on there.
Yeah.
Just an amazing performance.
Cool,
I thought, wow, this guy is crazy. Yeah. Got to go listen to the podcast. It's really good.
Yeah.
What we're going to be doing tomorrow in Live in the Lair is The Trembling Giant, a folk punk hybrid combining gritty acoustic guitar with punky tenor vocals. They'll be live in the Lair tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the quote is, the interconnectivity of everything contrasted by feelings of isolation. That's what this song is about. This is The Trembling Giant. You can find them at thetremblinggiant.net. This is called The Man Who Knows.
It's a world of ever changing. It's a world of rearranging. It's a churning sea. It's entropy. The proof is in the wind, child. The truth is in your heart, child. It's what the universe seeks. And we're part.
The Man Who Knows.
The Trembling Giant, tomorrow night.
They're picking up the pace here. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we try and cut out that best minute, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff.
Oh, man. Trembling Giant, tomorrow on Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair.
That'll be good.
Creep Funk Christmas with Steez. They've been around for more than 20 years. Tomorrow night, Saturday, December 14th at the High Noon Saloon, 8 p.m., they're with Undercover Organism. They churn out self-described creep funk. Steez is a fusion band and a disco-fanged multi-beast.
Okay. What?
A defanged multi beast.
Yeah, you want to know what creep funk is, probably.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It's their self-described music that they call creep funk. You can actually, we just interviewed Steve Neary, the co-founder and guitarist for the band, and he talks all about exactly what creep funk is. And it's with Steez. It's good stuff. You can search it on Google. You can go ahead and listen to the interview that we have on the podcast and find out about it. But right now, steezcreepfunk.com is their website. This song is from their latest album, Little World. This is called Last Night.
Describe. I would call it creep funk.
Creep
that's
funk.
What I call
that's
it.
That's the first word that comes to my mind.
Yeah, mine too. Well, that sounds really good.
Creep funk Christmas. Yeah. That is tomorrow night at the High Noon Saloon.
So. Right, and they're playing with Undercover Organism.
Undercover Organism.
Okay.
Great. I like that.
We have time for one more. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, let's talk about Sam Lyons. He's the son of Philip Lyons, the bass player from Steely Dan, and he also plays trombone in VO5, and great musician on his own. Mm-hmm. And Sam moved out to Los Angeles, California, a little while back, but he's back in Wisconsin. Friday, December 20th, he'll be at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie, and Sunday, December 21st, at the Hidden Cave Cidery in Middleton.
Oh.
Find out more at Sam Lyons, that's LYONS, samlyonsmusic.com. This is Dime a Dozen, was just released this fall. This is Sam Lyons.
You told me that you wanted me there, and I just didn't care how to keep your love. I celebrate the times that we had, but it makes me so mad that I freed my dumb. Save me some time for your love. Only a dime in a dozen. The feeling that it's taking me to, with so little to do, makes me need your love. Now I wake up and I stumble out of bed, take some pills for my head, keep my will intact.
Pretty cool. I like that.
Sam, he's a great guy. We've had him here in the Lair in the past, and he's just an amazing artist. Yeah. And you can see why he wanted to move to L.A. and spread his wings and see what he can do out there. So he'll be back and catch him at Buck and Honey's on the 20th, and then the Cider. Where's my thing? The Cider in Middleton. Hidden Cave Cidery. That's what it was.
It's kind of cool because it has kind of a soulful thing going.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, he's got that falsetto going. I'm sure all the girls love Sam Lyons.
All right.
Okay, my neighbors have texted in here something here. John, somebody at Barrymore Saturday night, but then they said Phil Lyons' son, who plays with David Hecht, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
Josh Ritter at the Barrymore.
Josh Ritter at the Barrymore Saturday night. Okay. Just getting some random texts in here. Okay.
Random texts.
Yes.
Well, we love random texts.
Text, we do.
Text us and let us know. We know you guys love, you know, local music out there. Absolutely. And listen to Manx Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, because, you know, you're always going to hear brand new music, music you've never heard, because who actually listens to all the local music, right? But we have it right here on Manx Inc. Radio. We get the new music.
It's hard to find, you know.
Every week.
It's not hard to find here, of course, but, you know, it should be played more often. Everywhere, all the radio stations.
And you should.
You got a little more for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll come back with Rocker and more of the Manx Inc. preview in just a moment on John and Gordy.
I don't quite.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, it's Friday on the John and Gordy Show, except Rocker is here, but he's actually going to be talking about the Max Inc. preview like he always does. That show has already happened.
Right. It has happened already.
But still, he's going to play a whole bunch of good music, though.
Right.
Like he always does every Friday.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Let's rock out with the Rocker.
92.7 WMDX. The unknown artist singing about Man City.
Yep. And this particular portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. We're back with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview continuing here. What do we got this time?
So you guys were asking me, you said, you know, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Are there any local bands that have Christmas songs?
Right.
I said, you know, it's interesting because you have bands that are local that cover Christmas songs, you know, but they also write songs maybe you don't know. I was thinking, well, they want local music, Christmas music. Careful what you wish for. So Government Zero, this is Drunk for Christmas.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Getting drunk. Drunk with you. Drunk for Christmas. Cookies and your mom's apple pie. Nana's meatballs are so good, they make me wanna cry. About to snap a button, cause my pants are way too tight. But we still got a 30-bagger BBR to kill today. We're just killing time while cussing Bobby back some more. I wasn't good this year, I've got a soapbox full of coal. But I'm not here to lure his Christmas album for the boys. While we take time to open it and all my toys. Getting drunk, drunk with you.
Yeah, that's an instant classic right there. I mean, I'm caught up in it.
Drunk with you for Christmas.
That is great.
Government Zero. So that comes from, there was this series called Maximus, and these local guys, a local record label, they got together and they got all these local bands to either write or cover songs. And there were like six volumes. Mm-hmm. Actually, the fifth never came out. I think the sixth was called In Search of Volume 5. And it was really great stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff I couldn't even bring in here to play on the radio. Yeah. It would just be too many beeps, right? Yeah. But it was good stuff.
Wow. That is a great song.
Drunk for Christmas.
Back in the 90s, you guys would probably remember Sue Peterson, right?
And yes.
The Mad City music show she had there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I played some stuff from the CD they made, but there was a lot of stuff recorded that never got put on that CD, but some of the bands put out their own stuff. Mm-hmm. So Magic 7 in the late 90s, they put out a CD called Rarities where they included these kind of off tracks. One of them got hugely popular. It was called Little Drummer Boy.
All right.
So let's hear Little Drummer Boy. This is Magic 7.
I am a poor boy to pile up a bum bum. I have no gift to bring pile up a bum bum. That's fit to give a king pile up a bum bum.
Boy, that is a nice treatment of that song. I love that version. That's
that was good. The whole song is really, really good.
Yeah, I'd love to have that playing softly in the background during a Christmas get-together.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, hey, guys, what happened to Sue Peterson? She's still around.
She's out in California.
Yeah, she moved to California just a few months ago, or last year or something.
Yep.
Yeah, not too long ago. Yeah.
Are we going to play another Christmas song?
Yes, we can do another one. Kerosene Kites, Rock the Christmas. This is Beth Keeley and Eric Jelland.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie. And we'll do some caroling. Singing, let's be jolly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Rocking round the Christmas tree.
That's nice. Again, another really good treatment of a song that we all know and hate. but this is better. I can listen to this one.
Okay.
Well, I got one more thing for you guys. Okay. Max Inc. Radio Holiday Party.
Yes.
It's coming up Thursday, December 26th at the Gamma Ray Bar, 5:30 to 8 p.m.
That's right.
It's going to be Iron Plow and Super Tanker. So Iron Plow is my band. I play drums. I thought, you know, you guys were asking me about it last week, so I brought in a little clip. This is a little clip
excellent.
We did. This song is called When We Fly Divine.
Excellent. Darkness coming in the dead of night. One day morning it'll be alright. Alright. My mind goes back to when we were young and I feel so proud. Spread our wings and feel the night and when we fly. We fly.
Beautiful. I love the drummer on that.
Thank you.
Hey, we are almost out of time, Rocker. Thanks for coming
in. All right,
in.
Man. Thank you. Appreciate
See
it, man.
You next time around.
Have
coming
we
up.
Run out of time already?
Yeah, I know.
We can hang out a little bit longer. On,
no, well, yeah, after the show. Monday, we will welcome in former Mayor Paul Soglin to the show.
Excellent.
We hope you have a good weekend. Stephanie Miller is next right here, 92.7 WMDX. John, right. Have a good weekend.
You know, you too.
You know. Sam, you have a good weekend, too. Okay? Rocker,
check out 100s of Beavers.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Top Canadian cabinet officials are in South Florida to meet with officials from the Trump transition. Canada's one country the president-elect has targeted in social media posts less than a month before he takes office.
In a flurry of social media posts on Christmas Day, Trump suggesting that the U.S. could take control of Canada, parts of Panama and Greenland, leading to swift pushback from key allies. The president of Panama, Jose Raul Mulino, calling President-elect Donald Trump's claims that Chinese soldiers are running the Panama Canal nonsense.
It's ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The head of Russia's Civil Aviation Authority says there was a Ukrainian drone attack ongoing as an Azerbaijani airliner tried to land Christmas Day. That plane crashed in Kazakhstan, and aviation experts say it was hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire. It's one of the busiest travel periods of the year in the U.S., and for the second time in about a month, a stowaway found aboard a Delta flight, the unticketed passenger arrested in Seattle. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.